Part 4. Listen to the lecture on polar bears. For numbers 19 to 25, write one or two words from the lecture to complete each sentence, according to the information you hear. You will hear the conversation twice.
Welcome to the first of a series of lectures on the life of the polar bear. I have had the good fortune to be able to study these animals for the last 20 years, and I hope that by the end of these 5 lectures, you will begin to see why they fascinate me so much. In the springtime, the mother polar bears emerge from their dens when their cubs are already about 3 months old. Even though the mother has not herself eaten for several months, the cubs immediately demand to be fed by her. It is hard for polar bear cubs to survive, as the female tends to ignore the rivalry over food, even though she is very protective of her young. It is very rare for triplets of cubs to survive, as the weakest one will very often go hungry and eventually die. The most common litter size is twins, and it takes about 2 years for the bear cub to be capable of living on its own. One interesting thing about polar bear cubs is the role of the male, the father. Basically, he doesn't have a role, and female bears tend to avoid grown males as they can be dangerous to young bears. Now, let's have a look at a video of some very young polar bears. Welcome to the first of a series of lectures on the life of the polar bear. I have had the good fortune to be able to study these animals for the last 20 years, and I hope that by the end of these 5 lectures, you will begin to see why they fascinate me so much. In the springtime, the mother polar bears emerge from their dens when their cubs are already about 3 months old. Even though the mother has not herself eaten for several months, the cubs immediately demand to be fed by her. It is hard for polar bear cubs to survive, as the female tends to ignore the rivalry over food, even though she is very protective of her young. It is very rare for triplets of cubs to survive, as the weakest one will very often go hungry and eventually die. The most common litter size is twins, and it takes about 2 years for the bear cub to be capable of living on its own. One interesting thing about polar bear cubs is the role of the male, the father. Basically, he doesn't have a role, and female bears tend to avoid grown males as they can be dangerous to young bears. Now, let's have a look at a video of some very young polar bears.
This is the end of part 4. You have now finished the Exivair Level 3 listening test. You have 15 seconds to check your answers. Please stop writing now. Please do not leave until the examination supervisor has collected your paper.